السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 27th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, we focus on Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, and verses number 93 to verse number 97. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala explained to us how He, through His Qudrat-e Kamila, absolute power, sovereignty, authority, majesty, led Musa alayhi salatu salam, Harun alayhi salatu salam, cross the Red Sea and the water became sand and so forth. And when they crossed it, the Pharaoh and his cronies, comrades, were looking at that. And when they were right there in the middle, so the water met up and the whole lot of them drowned without exception. Baghiyaw wa adwa. And why were they pursuing Nabi Musa alayhi salam? Out of rebelliousness and enmity and hatred. Like you see the Jutlas today, the Zionists today, that they are hunting down the Palestinians. Netanyahu, the war criminal, and remember the harami of the highest degree. So he says, if you want regional stability, everybody must expel Hamas. That's what the Haaretz newspaper said just now. I read it before Zohar Salat. So remember that we say, if the world wants peace, they must expel Israel. They must expel the Jutlas. They are the biggest crooks and occupiers. They occupy Palestine. They want to occupy Syria. They want to occupy Lebanon. Just steal and steal and steal. And when the world attacks them, then the big brother comes, America, and vetoes that, you see. So both parties are haramis. The handler and the dog. You must remember, the handler is worse than the dog. So the handler is America and the dog is Israel. So that is what you need to understand. The cursed nation, the swines and the pigs, and the monkeys and the donkeys that they are. So Almighty Allah has mentioned all this regarding the Jutlas in the Noble Quran. When he was drowning now, that is the Pharaoh, the Tanpur dictator, he says, Amantu, now I bring Iman. But remember, Sakarat had started already. He's seeing the year after. Therefore, in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, and various compilations, you will find that when a person passes away, then remember, many a time the eyes are left open of the deceased. Why? He's following his ruh and soul and spirit leaving, emanating his body. And when it cuts off totally from the body, now there's no energy, power, nothing. And now to close the eyes. Therefore, you Muslim, Muslima, when you are there and that Muslim person passes away and you are present, close the eyes of that deceased. And whilst closing the eyes, say, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. You can say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you want. So remember, two times we should say it, but both times our people wa nas wa na ghafilun. Because it's very emotional. People are crying, weeping, sobbing and so forth and so on. So therefore we need to teach and educate them. Somebody's father, mother, somebody passed away. So close the eyes properly, and whilst closing it, say Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. And remember when they lowered the mayit, the deceased, into the grave. Now the three brothers, four brothers were there. So normally if it is my family or friends, then I just gather them and I tell them, see, we're going to lower the body and you are there inside the grave, the qabr. So you must read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Now the son is there, his mother passed away, father passed away. He's emotional, so now he forgets to read that. So we must remind them. Somebody's wife passed away, so they're emotional. And we must remind them, read this. So that is how, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. We all are sinners. There's no one living today and sane and mature physically on this earth. He can say, I never committed sin. Everyone is guilty. Yes, the degree and the amount of sins we have committed, that we differ. But the principle, the sins, we all are sinners. So therefore, all of us, without exclusion, exemption, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Chapter 24, verse number 31. Turn to Almighty Allah in tawbah and repentance, all of you. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَيْ إِمَانْ وَالُوْ یہ تو ایمان کا تقاضا ہے. That is a requirement of our iman and faith and conviction. Then لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ To be successful. Allah Ta'ala said, now you bring iman, and before that you were the mischief maker, troublemaker. You even claim divinity in the form of humanity, and you declared and say, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, nay, you're going straight to Jahannam, and you will rot there also and stay there forever. Go and read chapter number 440, Surah Mu'min, and verses number 45 and 46, and you will see how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the Pharaoh and his cronies and so forth. Even now they're being punished. We not seeing it there in the museum does not mean it's not happening. Somebody, he got a varma clap, somebody gave somebody a good thrashing. He says, so much pain in my body. Can you see the pain? You can't see the pain. But he, the person experiencing that, knows what he's going through. So Allah Ta'ala preserved his body for humanity and posterity because he was a tinpot dictator. But majority of the people are unaware. So all the notes I gave you yesterday, anybody going to Cairo now, November, December, January, you should go there. It's called Muthaf Faraina. Muthaf Faraina, both ways. The Pharaonic Museum. And you will see him there, you see that. And not only him, so many pharaohs are buried there. And their bodies are mummified and so forth. And that guy, that lady took us around. Everyone she goes, she say 5,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. So when she came to one more, then I shouted from the back, 5,000 years ago. She just gave me a look, a dirty look, you see. But she didn't say anything. You know, we got long kurta and big beard. So, but she gave me a... But she said 5,000 years ago. So I just took a guess, you know. So I said, we're getting bored now of all your 5,000, 10,000. Get done now, we're going to go, you see. But I didn't spell it out. I just said 5,000 years ago. So tell her now, jaldi kar, make quick, you're wasting our time now, you see that. And so for the same story, just repeat and repeat. Chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, verses number 93 and verse 97. So now Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting about the Bani Israel. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. His name in Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is Surah Ibrahim. How Allah elevated him. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا Allah made him the Khalil, one of his best friends. You see that? Obviously, the best of the best is Mustafa. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Habibullah. That is Allah's Habib and most beloved in the entire universe and creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala is highlighting His favors, bounties on them. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, first son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, second son Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, so his son was born Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam's title is Israel. Israel means Abdullah, the slave of Allah. So Bani Israel, the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam. So all these prophets who came are known as Bani Israel. Tell Isa alayhi salam, tell Jesus, peace be upon him, the last prophet of the Israelites. Then they were sure that the last and final messenger will come from Banu Ishaq, from Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. But Allah Jalla wala, in his hikmatullah al-baligha, his perfect wisdom, sent him, Mustafa rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And that's where all the jealousy, envy, hatred and malice, rancor started. Why is he Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Nabi Ismail alayhi salam's progeny and not from Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam's progeny? Quran speaks of that. Hasadam min indi anfusim, based on jealousy, envy. So listen now, Almighty Allah says, chapter 10, verse number 93. وَلَقَدْ وَوْ عَطِفَ in conjunction, لَمْ قَسَمْ وَلِلَّهِ قَدْ for tawkid and taqid emphasis. And by Allah, surely, definitely, positively, بَوَّعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, we gave an excellent place to for to residing, staying, to the children and progeny of Israel. Mubawwa Sidqin, a beautiful, a harmonious, a wonderful place for them to reside and stay. Where? Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, Jerusalem. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, and we gave them the wonderful food and drink. Not only halal, it was pure and wholesome. So the Makan was also Mubarak, the place, you see, Masjid al-Aqsa surrounding Masjid al-Maqdis. And the Makin, they were the Makin, the residents there, the citizens there. Allah gave them everything. The plural is used to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Nobody can do that. فَمَخْتَلَفُوا, then they were living there peacefully. They never differed. حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ, till it came to them the knowledge. What is meant by the knowledge? You must remember the Quran Sharif came to them. And then they rejected Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran, the message and the messenger, Allah forbid. Why they did that? Because of their jealousy, envy, pride, arrogance, ignorance. Allah says, you're arguing, disputing. You reject Nabi Isa alayhi salam and his mother. You say, son of a harlot, Ibn Zaniya, Allah forbid. You reject Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so you go straight to hell, you jutlas and you haramis. فَمَا خَتَلَفُوا حَتَّى جَامُ الْعِلْمِ, they never disputed, quarreled and argued till the knowledge came to them, the real knowledge, final constitution, the Quran Sharif. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ, verily your sustainer, nourisher, will pass the final verdict, يَقْضِي. You call the judge, the honorable Qazi. Qazi is the noun and Yaqdi is the verb. Allah will pass the verdict, bainahum, amongst them. All the disputing parties, yawm al-qiyamah, the day of resurrection, people will be standing up. Fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun, in all these matters where they have difference of opinion and so forth and so on. This next verse, you need to understand it properly. Don't go mistranslate it and misconstrue it. Before I give you that verse, let me give you an example of it. Almighty Allah Jalla wala in the noble Quran addressing Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam says, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah is addressing him, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam, in chapter 39 Surah Zumar, and verse number 65, literal translation, La in ashrakta, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah, if you commit shirk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yahbatanna amaluk, then all your actions will disappear, go in vain. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then you'll be from the failure. So obviously that is not for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Khitab lil-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the address is to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the connotation, the message and meaning is for the Ummah and the people. So Allah is addressing the Master alayhi salam, but the real lesson must be taken by me and you. The Master alayhi salatu salam came as Khatamun Nabiyeen. Chapter 33 verse 40, the last and the final and seal of prophets and messengers. The Master alayhi salatu salam came, you must remember, as Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all that is a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So now, to eliminate the blasphemy and kufr, to eliminate the shirk and the polytheism and idol worship. So Allah is giving address to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but a message for me and you. Now same thing here. Chapter 10 and verse number 94. فَإِن كُنْتَ, even there was in, لَإِن. So you call that قَدِيَّ شَرْطِيَّ. You call that a conditional clause. So yeah, Allah is saying to you, Ya Rasulullah, but the greater message is for me and you, and we can see how it is happening today. فَإِن كُنْتَ فِي شَكِّمْ مِمَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Hypothetically, if you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have any doubt and skepticism from that what we reveal to you, فَاسْأَلِ الَّذِينَ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Then go and ask the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. You see that? The Jews, Abdullah bin Salam is there, a Jew, embraced Islam. Salman Farsi is there, remember that he was Christian, he embraced Islam. So go and ask them, يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, who read, who studied the previous divine books and scriptures. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma was running his madrasa and students there in Makkah Mukarramah, but he himself would not stay in Makkah. He would stay beyond the borders and outside the borders of Makkah. People ask him why. He says, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ, that you just make intention, niyat, irada for any deviation wrong, Allah will unleash a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. But his students, Qatada, Mujahid, Ta'us bin Kaysan, all of them were in Makkah. So Qatada says, yeah, you must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after this verse, so he heard from his teacher, Abdullah bin Abbas. Abdullah bin Abbas was very young, so he heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or other sahaba. The Master alayhi salam said, La ashukku wa la as'al. I don't have any doubt and I will not ask the people of the book. So what does it tell you? The message is for me and you. We must tell the people of the book, the Christian Jews, you show us your divine book and scripture. They can't show one copy that is original and revealed to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, revealed to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and show us how many people you have that have memorized that original scripture in the original language. Zero, zilch, nothing. And we have the original Quran Sharif. You go to Iran or Iraq, you go to Timbuktu or you go to Hong Kong or Hong Kong, you must remember that you will find the Quran Sharif in its pristine purity. How many people you want? From South Africa alone, we'll give you 10,000, 20,000. So in the world, we'll give you millions of male, female, adult and children who are hafiz of the noble Quran. Majority non-Arabs, you see that? So that is Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Verily we reveal the Quran Sharif piecemeal. And definitely, surely we are the ones that preserve it, protect it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. So you got understood clear now? لَقَدْ جَاكَ لَحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. See, Allah Ta'ala is further emphasizing. Indeed, definitely it came to you, the truth, مِنْ رَبِّكَ, from your sustainer, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. You must never be from those people who have the slightest doubt. How can Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam have doubt when he was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah? Therefore, Imam Malik rahimahullah says, Al-Imanu Yazid. Iman can increase, wala yanqus, but Iman cannot decrease. Because once Iman decreases, it means you start rejecting certain things, and that is shirk, and shirk is kufr. You see how Imam Malik works? What a wonderful way of explaining it. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ So the address is to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the message is for the ummah. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ And don't be from those people. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ Who rejected the verses of Allah, who rejected the nishani, the signs and the symbols of Almighty Allah. If you reject, anybody rejects any verse of the noble Quran, فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Then surely you will be from the failures and the losers. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda Amirul Mu'mineen, before opening the Quran Sharif, would kiss the Quran and say, هَذَا دُسْتُورُ رَبِّي This is the constitution of my beloved Allah. One side is Amr bin Hisham. You know Amr bin Hisham? Amr bin Hisham is known as Abul Hakam. Who is Amr bin Hisham? Who is Abul Hakam, Ya Tura? I wonder. In Arabic, when you say, I wonder, you say, Ya Tura. So he is Aba Jahalin. فَسَمَّاهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَبَا جَهَلٍ So me and you will say Abu Jahalin, but in Arabic, in that sentence, you will say Aba Jahalin. And they called him the Fir'aun Hazi al-Ummah, the Pharaoh and the ten-pot dictator of this Ummah. You see that? And then dispatch to Jahannam, go and read Surah 44, Surah Dukhan, and the last ruku, the last page, how Allah Ta'ala is punishing him. And Allah says, Zuk innaka antal azizul kareem. He's to walk around the alleys and gullies there in Makkah Mukarramah and tell the people, don't mess around with me. I am very, very powerful. Meto Chaudhry hu, Meto Patel hu. I am the big shot here, you see that? And I'm very generous. Don't cross my path, you see. He hit Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and assaulted him there on his face and ears. The blood started oozing out. He was very short, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqihu hadhil ummah. He came back crying, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Jahal assaulted me. The Master al-Islam said, therefore, I told you that I didn't want to send you once, twice, but the third time you insisted, so therefore. But by Allah, kilati be awaz, the stick of Allah does not make noise. When it came on the Friday, 17th Ramadan, second year after the Hijrah, Ma'arikatu Badr, the battle of Badr, Maidan-e Badr. And there the two youngsters told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud told them, there is he, Abu Jahal, you're looking for. They sprinted and went to him and then they attacked him. And then he fell down. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud pursued him, took out his sword and unleashed it, you see, that unseated it. And then Abu Jahal begged him for mercy. Don't cut my neck on top. Cut my neck right at the bottom. So when people see that neck, they will know once upon a time I was a Chaudhry, I was a Patel, I was a who's who in the zoo, harami, straight to Jahannam, you see that? So his arrogance and pride. So then you become the losers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ Verily those people against whom the words of Allah already established. كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They will never bring Iman. Abu Lahab straight to Jahannam. Abu Jahal straight to Jahannam. Abu Talib straight to Jahannam. About all of them is mentioned in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So they were the uncles, they were the family. Abu Jahal is not uncle, but family. So Banu Hashim and Banu Khuzaima and all were family. So remember, but he never embraced Iman, Islam, dispatched to Jahannam. You see that? Allah says, their pride, their arrogance, their ignorance. وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ وَوَسْلِيَّ Even though it comes to them all the verses of the noble Quran, yet they will not believe. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They will not believe. وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ Even if all the verses come, حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. Till they see the painful, terrible, horrible punishment. You did yesterday's lesson. The Pharaoh, the ten-pot dictator, who once upon a time claimed, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am the supreme being. Now he says, I bring Iman. On what Banu Israel were believing. What Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam were believing in. You see, so that is what happens. And before they die, while the non-Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, whatever, remember that in Sakarat, Quran says, يَدْرِبُونَ هُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. That you must remember, the angels come down before their death and give them a good threshing and a good hiding on their faces, on their backs and everything. And then they tell them, وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And now you taste the punishment of the fire, the blazing fire. So therefore, Muslim, me and you should always make this dua. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut, individually. Oh Allah, I seek your assistance at the time of the pains and pangs of death. And plural, collectively, me, my wife, my children, my students, whoever, is better we read plural, collectively. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahumma inna ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, that give us, you say, and protect us from the pains and pangs of death. Where does Allah say Allah punishes them? Open Surah Anfal, chapter number 8 and verse number 50. Walau tara, if you could only see. Idh yatawaffa alladhina kafaru almalaika. The word is kafaru. For all the non-Muslims, irrespective of which religion, cult, ideology they belong to, the malaika come down, yadribuna hujuhahum wa adbarahum, smiting, striking them on their faces and on their backs and backsides. Wadhuqu adhab al-hariq. And taste the punishment, the burning fire, you see that, the inferno. Chapter number 8, verse number 50. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ahfadna min, Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatal firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, make our khatima ending on iman. Read this one Quranic verse and one hadith sharif dua. Quranic verse, chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. O Allah, let me pass away with true iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious servants. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life that we come to meet you. We did something, we said something which is so beloved to you. And then you take our ruh, our soul, our spirit, the angels come and the announcement is made. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Enter with my special servants. Enter in my garden. You are my guest and I am your host. اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.